Descending to Chestnut and turning left on 2nd, Ralph heads to the parking lot at Mystic Mall. He's going to leave his car there, 3 blocks from his destination. No way is he about to allow his Lexus, less than a year old, to sit unattended on a street in Chelsea, even in daytime. The lot at the mall, teeming with activity and guarded by a security patrol, is a much better bet, he figures. So he has to walk a couple of blocks, no big deal. Ralph has been summoned to a dry cleaning establishment. This one is in a great location. It's on a busy street, close to apartments and businesses. It's within view of an on-ramp to the viaduct. It's a moneymaker. It makes some sense, then, that the store has a prosperous appearance. It is clean, modern, and therefore looks quite out of place in Chelsea. Ralph is not there to sell a copier. The store is a front for his bookie. This is a clever idea. It's open early, open late. There is heavy customer flow throughout the day. There are numerous cash transactions. Indeed, it is perfect. Ralph takes a deep breath and goes in. The electronic sensor sets off the electronic bell. Marcel is behind the counter. Marcel doesn't look like a Marcel. He looks like a Rocco. People call him Rocco. He encourages that. Though Ralph has been here often, this time there is no cordial greeting from Rocco. Instead, he gestures his head toward the back of the store and says, "The chief is expecting you." There's a section of the counter that's hinged to provide a pass-through. Ralph lifts it upright and heads towards the rear. Some of the space in back is used for dry cleaning equipment and operations. The remainder is occupied by one of those serpentine motorized racks that holds finished garments on hangers and moves them mechanically to the front when you push a button. The ranks of shirts, sweaters, and slacks in glistening plastic bags obscure from sight a plain unmarked door. Behind it is the chief's office. Ralph sweeps aside some shirts. He steps into the gap he's created and knocks on the door. He hears, "Yeah?" "It's Ralph," he says. "Ralph Collins." Yes, floats through the door. "Come in, Ralph Collins." Ralph does just that. The chief's office is generous, but not especially fancy. It has carpeting, but the indoor-outdoor type. There are no windows. The walls aren't blank, though. They are lined with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, nearly filled, the way you might expect to see in the den of a college professor. The chief has read most of these books, too. He's an educated man who thinks about things. The furniture is nondescript, except for his desk and chair. These are enormous, imposing, powerful. In contrast, the visitors' chairs are small and spindly. They won't collapse, but they seem as though they might. This is a ploy to nettle visitors and put them at a disadvantage.